Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Anti-corruption protesters in the Philippines demand accountability for billions of dollars of lost funds. Then, what you need to know about the International Day of Sign Languages. We'll share that story in just a few moments. But first, tens of thousands of people rallied on Sunday in the Philippines' capital, Manila. Their mission? To protest corruption that saw up to $2 billion taxpayer dollars leached from flood control projects the past 2 years. Pastor Herman with A3 says discontent has swelled since President Marcos Jr. revealed corruption concerns in a July speech.
Some are what he calls ghost projects, meaning the money has been released, but the project has not been done.
Sunday's protests were mostly peaceful, but violence broke out in certain parts of the city. At least 130 police officers were injured, and more than 200 people arrested after the incidents.
The cry of the people is really for accountability and punish those who are responsible.
Pastor Herman says that the Filipino church as a whole emphasizes discipleship and sharing the gospel, yet it needs to actively speak truth into current events.
Pray for the church, that the church will also be not just what's happening, but be a vocal voice for justice, truth, and righteousness.
Find your place in the story.
Continue to support us and rally with us in seeking the Lord's intervention.
Then, many Iranians face poor or restricted internet connection.
That means the downloading the videos and audios and all sorts of resources that the Iranian ministries or Western ministries are preparing for Iranian inside the country. It's not easy to consume.
Edwin Kishnis Abnus with Heart for Iran says meaningful communication with people inside the country is a challenge for ministry partners outside of it. When Iranians do communicate online, they use virtual private networks.
VPNs is the only way for them to be able to communicate outside of the country. But if the internet is shut down, the VPNs are basically useless.
In the absence of internet connection, one of the most common ways Iranians access biblical resources is through satellite TV. Artificial intelligence is opening doors as well.
Either it's on TV or social media, there are ways for us to use these new technologies to not only minimize the challenges of the security of Iranians, but also be more efficient and effective when we're sending content inside Iran.
Recently, Heart for Iran has been employing a version of ChatGPT trained to operate with a biblical worldview. Moving forward, they hope to ensure personal connection with digital seekers by introducing them to Christians who can pick up where AI leaves off. Learn more about this approach and find prayer points online. And today is the International Day of Sign Languages. It highlights access needs in the global deaf community and knowledge gaps among the hearing. Door International's Rob Myers says,
for most of us, not having grown up around deaf people, we don't know things like there's more than one sign language around the world. We assume sign language and English are the same language when they're not.
Closed captioning provides access to televised information for some deaf people. However, this service is not universally available, and it doesn't benefit every deaf person.
For us as hearing people, we think of reading as a visual activity, and so we think, oh, deaf people should be fine just with captions. But what we don't realize is that they miss all of that sound-based activity growing up, and then reading becomes a very, very different exercise.
While sign language resources have come a long way in the past 50 years, significant communication barriers remain.
Less than half of the countries around the world recognize sign language as one of the official languages of their country. If deaf people's first language is sign language, then not having access to information, particularly from our vantage point, not having access to the gospel, is a critical gap.
This story continues at missionnews.org.
DOOR is empowering deaf leaders to be sent out as missionaries to share Jesus and make disciples, and then to train those leaders to begin to translate the Bible into their various sign languages.
You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.